Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
It is Flagship Plus, your supplemental flagship add-on for March 25th, found only on the $5 and $10 tiers of Flagship Patreon. .com. Today, we are going to take a look at the WWE style presentation of Mercedes Moné and AEW, why it's happening, what I think about it, what it could mean for the future of both Mercedes and AEW. Then we will take a peek at the lineups for WrestleMania weekend coming up next week. Not even WrestleMania weekend anymore. It's now WrestleMania week. And we will take a look at the WrestleMania week lineups, which, look, they don't look good. Is it finally over? Can we finally put the nail in the coffin of WrestleMania weekend? Look, we know that these WrestleMania week events aren't going to stop. There will be announcements for next year. There will be another overloaded slate of shows in next year's city and the city after that. But looking at this lineup in Philadelphia, if I would have told you 10 years ago that there was going to be a WrestleMania weekend in Philadelphia of all places, and the lineup was going to look like this, you wouldn't have believed me. But this is where we are. I think it's a statement towards the state of current indie wrestling. And we will discuss the lineup of shows, how we got here, try to find the diamonds in the rough, because I think there are a couple shows that are worth keeping your eye on, and try to figure out a path to our WrestleMania week coverage, which, you know, last year we had audio every night covering virtually every show that aired somewhere in the world during that week. And this year, it might be a little tricky, to be quite honest, because there's just not a lot to sink your teeth into. But we will get to all of that. We're opening up Flagship Plus this week. And look, I told you guys, did I just say this week? This isn't a weekly show. This is a semi-daily show. I almost called this thing Flagship Daily until Rich talked me out of it. Because if you call something Flagship Daily, people are going to want it every day. So we went with Flagship Plus. But look, I told you on Flagship Plus that we were going to try to cover the things that might not normally make the run sheet of the proper weekly 3 hour plus 4 hours this past week Flagship podcast. And by the way, I thought that the producer, Andrew Rich and Rich Latta, and the honorary Rich, Grant Akuma, he might really be a Rich for all I know, did a fantastic job on the Flagship. Krejci was there too, and he was okay. No, but those guys all did an outstanding job, and Rich did over 4 hours of audio with those guys. As soon as I saw the lineup and the topics, I just chuckled to myself. Rich thinks he's going to cram all that into 3 hours. There was no chance. And then the Dynamite review went like almost 2 hours itself. So a tremendous Flagship this week. And I will be back this week with Krejci. And I thought everybody brought their A game. The AEW analysis from those guys was top notch. Some topics you might not normally hear with the music and wrestling and the video game talk. And, you know, Gran Akuma, I thought, was outstanding. And he's getting rave reviews. A lot of people are trying to push him into doing some more regular audio. And obviously that's something we would be open to and something that we will discuss with him. And we'll see, you know. But I thought Akuma offered some very interesting perspectives when reviewing the Noah show, the Great Voyage show in Yokohama, that you're only going to get out of somebody who's been in the ring. You know, in particular, when he was talking about the LJ Cleary versus Hajime O'Hara match and how, you know, it might be tricky for a guy like LJ Cleary to work with someone like O'Hara who trained in a very specific way, and the timing and where you need to be to work with somebody who trained, who has the background that O'Hara has, isn't always the easiest thing if you're unfamiliar with the style. And those are the kind of insights that people like Rich and I can't really give you. But it's the kind of insight that someone like Gran Akuma, who you know, has been in the ring and has worked with a variety of different styles and opponents and trained under a variety of styles, that's the kind of stuff that someone like that can give you. So I thought that was one of the interesting aspects of the flagship and the Noah review from the other night. But anyway, let's move on here with Flagship Plus. Topics that don't normally make the run sheet: would WWE SmackDown, WWE Friday Night SmackDown qualify as a topic that doesn't normally make the flagship run sheet? I don't recall ever reviewing a SmackDown on audio. I know I've done some written reviews of SmackDown over the years and behind this paywall when I do the occasional review roulette and review random television shows that we normally don't review. I can't ever recall doing an audio SmackDown review. That's what you're going to get right now. Because I did plunk down on the couch after the March Madness on one of these nights. I'm losing track of what day it is. And I was going to say I enjoyed some Friday Night SmackDown, but I did not enjoy Friday Night SmackDown. No, quite the opposite. It was a terrible show. Terrible show. Quite honestly, I don't know how people sit down and watch this show for 2 hours every week. It's not good. You know, 3 hours of Raw, that's just completely outrageous. And I, you know, but even 2 hours of SmackDown, of Blue Raw, and don't let people tell you that these shows are drastically different. They're not. I mean, this is just not an enjoyable 2 hours of wrestling or television or entertainment. And very rarely do I sit down and really pay attention to and watch a 3 hour Raw or a 2 hour SmackDown. I just can't do it. You guys all know my issues with the modern WWE product, for lack of a better term. It is decidedly not for me. So I don't torture myself and watch these shows wall to wall. But if you're going to review something and you're going to have people consume that review, you got to lock in and pay attention. And that's what I did this week for SmackDown.
Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself, how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.